You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hi, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Lawyer of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I am so happy to have you here this week. I'm so happy that we have another week of a wonderful guest for you. It is the best, most possible message that you could ever want to hear right now, anytime, but particularly right now. It's one that I know I've needed to hear. I've wanted to get Joshua on my program for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. Perfect timing was right now, and it is Gary Temple Bodley. He channels a non-physical group of entities called Joshua. He has some amazing books out. A Perception of Reality is the first book. I do have that. It's amazing. He's on Amazon. He is on the Law of Attraction Radio. He's also podcast, so it's Joshua Live. And Gary, but especially Joshua, is going to give us some tidbits. Literally, I'm talking to you right now. Go get a piece of paper and a pencil and take notes. But also let it hit your heart, because this information is going to change your life over the next few months. And you know what? It's going to change the world, because the world is waiting for you to show up. So we will be right back with Gary Temple Bodley. Hi, Paula Casey here. I am so excited about something, and I just had to share it. I am offering my best training, my very best information, and it's free. Yes, I said free. This is the first time I've done this, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do it again. It is a 5-day training, and it's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But you have to go to my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. You need to sign up, and then I'm going to give you the exact dates and steps that you need to enroll. So literally, this information will give you your exact formula that you'll be able to succeed in wealth, in health, in love, and in your purpose. So you need to go to Facebook, go to groups, go to Your Success Formula, like me on Facebook, Paula Kidd Casey, let's be friends. It's my group, Your Success Formula, and follow it. And woohoo, we're going to go on this journey together. You're going to get the information that's going to change your life. And we are back with one of my favorite people, Gary Temple Bodley. Gary, thank you so much for being on my show. I have been looking forward to this for weeks, if not months. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the message you're going to bring to my listeners.
Paula, it's always a pleasure. And if you don't know what the message is, you may not appreciate it. Who knows? No, I think you will.
Well, okay. I'm telling Joshua right now, I want a good message, man. When we get high enough, the message is always good, right? When we're attached to source, it's always good. But I want to give my listeners a little bit of background about you. I've known you for about a year and a half. We were on a cruise together. Absolutely adore you. You channel Joshua, which is a group of non-physical beings. But I love your story, and I would love for you to give us some background on the story, so people will be up to speed, because then I would love to have Joshua come in and talk to us.
Awesome. Okay, well, I was born in South Africa. My parents moved when I was 2 to Vancouver, and then to San Diego, then back to South Africa, then back to Detroit, then to San Diego, then Boca Raton, Florida. I went to high school and college there. Typically normal person my whole life. Actually, so normal that I wanted to fit in with everyone. So my whole life was trying to be as normal as possible, to fit in and to be liked, loved, and appreciated by everyone. And so I thought the best way to prove that I'm worthy of people's love is to be successful. So I went into business, I went into real estate, I became very successful, but it didn't make me feel worthy. And so I kept going, pushing, investing, buying, trying new things, new businesses. And eventually that would fail, start over again, Then I got very successful in the early 2000s, on top of the world financially, married, had a lot of good friends, but then kept trying to push it. And then in the crash, lost everything. And then I had to start over, reevaluate my life, what was important to me. And a very good friend brought us The Secret. So I got into The Secret. We listened to that over and over again. And then in our own library, which we had bought before, was Abraham Hicks, Ask and It Is Given. And so we
love that.
Are listening to it again, and we're like, oh, I think I understand it now. It sort of makes sense. So then we booked our first Abraham event, which was in Asheville. It was a 2-day event. And from there, things just started to change rapidly. In fact, while I was there, I had up to this point pretty much lost everything. And I was trying to use law of attraction to get my money back, to get back to where I was. But with Abraham, I realized that it's all about doing what you're inspired to do and not trying to make things happen, not mm-hmm. efforting and struggling. Mm-hmm. And so I said, here's what happened, actually. While I'm at that event, one of my old agents called and said, I have this contract. I want to put it in your name, and then we'll flip it to an investor. We'll each make a couple $1,000. This is something we used to do before. And so I said, sure. And then when I got back home, she's like, the investor doesn't want this house. Do you want to buy it? I said, I just lost everything. I don't have any money. I don't have any credit. I can't do anything like I used to be able to do. In the old days, I was buying million-dollar houses all the time. But now I lost everything. And here's literally a $70,000 house that I could not buy. And I didn't see any possibility of buying it and doing this. So I was like, nope, there's no way I can do it. And she says, why don't you get one of our friends to invest all the money, and then you split the profits 50-50. And so I called this friend, and she said, yeah. And she put up all the money to buy the house and to pay for the renovations. And I found a contractor, and I found a crew, and I redesigned this house, made it spectacular. And I thought about all the positive aspects of flipping this house. I'm going to prepare it for a buyer who's going to love it. It's going to be the highest sale in the neighborhood, so it's going to help the value of all the houses in the neighborhood. I'm going to not stress out about the timing of it. I'm going to enjoy the process of it. I'm going to feel grateful that I'm giving work to the workers and to the title company and to the realtor that eventually sells it. And it's a win-win for everyone. And it worked like magic. It was like just such a great experience. Everything was easy. There was no difficulties whatsoever. Buyer came right away. And it closed. And then I just did another one and got new investors. And during that time, I might have been doing 10, 15 houses a year. And so I was really enjoying the process. And then I also was fascinated by playing poker. And so in my town in West Palm Beach happened to be one of the biggest poker rooms in the world. So I walk in one day, I play a tournament, and I'm literally the first person out. And it was so embarrassing because it's a room full of people. And when you get knocked out of a tournament, the dealer says very loudly, seat open. And so everyone saw that I was the first one to knock out. And then I said, I'm going to do better the next time. I won't be the first person knocked out. So I come back again and I do a little bit better, come back again, do better. And eventually I start winning. And then I start winning Player of the Month consecutively and consistently for the rest of this time period I had. So now things are turning around, making a little bit of money, having a lot of fun, freedom. I don't have all the employees I used to have before, just me doing my thing. And everything's going great. And then in the summer of 2013, so about 7 years ago, I was inspired to start meditating. And I saw that Jerry Seinfeld was meditating and Howard Stern and some more celebrities. I said, I can do this too. So I took Abraham's meditation. There's four of them. And I just started sitting down and meditating to those. It was very difficult at the beginning, but I got better and better at it. And I could go the whole 15 minutes. And then during the meditation, I started to feel a tingling in the side of my head. And it was really obvious, and it felt like almost like a hand inside the skin on the right side of my skull, sort of caressing my skull and moving around. I thought, this is really odd. And so it came every single time I was meditating, and eventually, I really felt it was a presence, and so I started asking it questions, just like I would if you would ask questions on the hot seat with Abraham. And so I'd ask a question and the answer would come back immediately, like so profound, so deep, so interesting. And I'm like, I must be making this up. What is this? I didn't tell anyone about it. I just thought maybe this is a side effect of meditating. And so it kept going. And then one day I said, who is this? And they said, we are Joshua, just like that. I'm like, okay, sure.
Like in your head or outside?
In my head.
In your head, okay.
In my own voice, which is the weird part about it. Mm. And eventually I learned that obviously it's going to be in my voice because all my thoughts, this is my thought being sent to me, sounds like my voice. I still didn't believe it.
Yeah, and how then, did you know it was really not just you being crazy?
I thought it was me being crazy, for
okay,
sure.
Okay,
I still think it's me being crazy.
I like that. I like that about you, though.
Yeah. So then in November 15th, 2013, I'm in bed meditating, and they say, get up and go right, right, right. So I get up out of my bed, go into my home office, close the door, turn on my computer, just start typing. And in about half an hour, I typed 3 pages, and that became, or that was, the introduction to the first book, A Perception of Reality.
And I'm holding it up for my radio people. I got that from him, and it's amazing. And it's available on Amazon, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And so that night, just so happens that Deborah Jo, who was the person that gave me the secret, comes over for dinner with her husband, Frank. And we have a nice dinner. And then at the end of it, I give her the 3 pages to read. And she's reading it. And she's like, this is amazing. This is unbelievable. This is incredible. How did you write this? I said, it wasn't me. It was Joshua. And she's like, oh my God, this is something big. And so the next day I get up and write again. And we start chapter one. And for 56 days, 8 weeks, the entire book's written.
Wow.
From beginning to end without any edits other than typos. Exactly as I typed it out. It was like I was typing a book that had already been written, right?
Sure.
And then by that time, there had been a bunch of people that I'd sent the dailies to when I was writing all over the world, and they sent it to their friends. And so this big group gets, you know, is following it. And they were all bummed when the last day came.
Aw.
And so the next day, I get up and they say, right, right, right. And so I get up and I start writing again. And it's the next book, which is called Health, Wealth, and Love. And that takes 8 weeks. And that's also about 300 pages, a big book, right? 122,000 words. And 8 weeks, that book. So I have 2 books written in 16 weeks. I had never written anything before. And this just started snowballing. So I self-published them and I sent one off to Jules. Jules says, you got to have a podcast, started the podcast. And it just all snowballed from there. In fact, Jules was the one, she invited me to be on the first Law of Attraction cruise back in 2014, I think it was. And says, while you're here on the cruise, I came as a speaker with a bunch of other people. And she says, I'm going to hypnotize you and have Joshua come out speaking. And so she did, and Joshua came out speaking, and since then, Joshua
is that the first time Joshua was like speaking to a crowd and not just to you?
No, this is actually the first time speaking at all, and it was to Jules in her cabin, right? So no one else knew about this, and she had brought a bunch of questions to ask, and it was the forerunner of what's happening now, which is Joshua Live and all the communication that Joshua does through the podcast. But she got it all started.
Yeah. Well, she's here for a reason, and that's why you and I met, and she's got the platform, the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and it's just exploding because the new Law of Attraction movies have come out, Doug Vermian's, and then have you seen that new one, The Secret, Dare to Dream?
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay.
That's the fictional movie, but I didn't see the other one, which is Beyond the Secret, The Awakening.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah.
That was really good because I had gone back to watch The Secret again, and in my mind, I'm going, oh, that was just so general and so much fluff and wasn't really real. And then I look at it again and go, oh, yeah, they had all the right parts there. It was general enough so people could get it, but there was nothing inconsistent about it. But then the next one, they're talking about what the first secret missed was in the Law of Attraction, the word action is there.
Right.
And so many people who get into the Law of Attraction, they're like, I'm going to use this to you know, think positive thoughts and then everything's going to change.
And
you know,
sit on the couch.
Yeah, I'm going to sit on the couch and manifest $1 million. Right. Well, what happens is it's so much deeper than that and nuanced. You have to understand who you truly are, and you have to understand that you're living in opposition to that authentic version of you because you have limiting beliefs. And the limiting beliefs prevent you from acting on everyday inspiration. Because whenever you're inspired to do something, fear will pop up. And a lot of the time, the fear is just like, I could do that tomorrow. I don't have to do it now. That's fear. And it prevents you from taking action in the moment. Now, the action isn't the full-blown manifestation of this dream you have. It's just one little tiny step after another. And if you take enough of those steps and push past enough fear, the universe is saying, look, here's Paula. She's pushing past her fear. She has this inspiration to start a podcast. She's taking all these steps to prepare to become the version that she needs to be to have a podcast. And you did all that. And if you think too far in ahead, well, you're like, oh, where am I going to find people to talk to? Will anyone ever listen to the podcast? Blah, 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 blah. And so you cut yourself off.
Right. We freeze. Yeah. Right. You know, Martin Luther King says you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to see that first step, you know, and just taking a step in any direction. That universal GPS will get us going on the right direction, but we got to start moving. We got to put our car in gear. What I thought interesting, the secret, because I went back and watched it again, is, you know, you get it at the level that you are at the time that you watch it. So when I watched it in 06, 07, it was like a breath of fresh air because I've been so homesick for this information, not even knowing what it was. But I didn't get some of the stuff. But now that I've gone back and watched it and watched that new movie and been teaching this, and, you know, November of 2013, that's so funny because that's when I really jumped in with both feet. I got a hold of Bob Proctor and became one of his consultants. I mean, there was something in the air there, right?
Yeah. But
I see it. I go back and I'm at a different person, right? I'm at a different level. I've taken steps. And so I see it differently. We internalize it differently at different things. Do you remember the Celestine Prophecy? Did you read that in the 90s?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I actually watched the movie.
Yeah.
I think I read the book first and then watched the movie.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
That was my first one of going, oh my, I don't even get it. But so I've read it like 4 times. And so I read it in the 1990s. I said, oh my God, I get this, right? So I read it in the early 2000s. I go, I didn't get it at all 10 years ago. I get it now. Right. And then I read it like 5 years ago. Oh, I didn't get it all then. And I get it now. And I just read it. And we're good. Okay, now I'm finally getting it. So we're deeper because we understand more. We're vibrating at a different level. So we understand this. And thank God that you stepped into your higher self, because it took... Didn't it take guts to do that, or was it effortless? Because I love that word that you used when you were talking about Abraham Hicks.
From my perspective now, mm-hmm. looking back, I've expanded through all the experiences that 7 years has brought me. Mm-hmm. And so when I look back, I don't see it as fear, mm-hmm. because those limiting beliefs have been de-intensified.
Right.
But at the time, I was totally in fear of what other people would think of me as a channel. I thought that was weird. Now, remember, I was this normal guy. How could this normal guy be a channel?
And this normal guy that wanted everybody to like him, right?
Yeah. And then this goes in opposition, right? Because
yes.
I had to literally come out of the closet to everyone that I was a channel. And it wasn't even till last year that I started posting the Joshua Live and Joshua stuff on my personal Facebook page. I was keeping it a secret. Yeah. That's the evolution that I had to go, where I can come here in 2020 in September and be absolutely comfortable with my role as a channel and a spiritual leader and teacher. Just any channel. I understand now, after all the experiences that I had, that I'm the preeminent and leading edge channel of our time.
Aww.
Not that that is better or worse than any other channel. That is equal to them. But I have to, in my mind, know that how I am channeling and the messages that I'm interested in bringing forward are the highest possible level that I can do. And so I don't no longer put myself on a scale with anyone else.
Right.
I'm just saying, in my reality, what I'm doing is the penultimate possible thing I can be doing.
Right.
Also realizing that I'm playing it so ridiculously small, S2, right? So I have the yin and the yang of that. I have the belief system that says that I can be, have, and do anything, that I'm important, that what the messages that I bring are beneficial, and the humility to know that I am operating on the most limited scale imaginable, right? Two, maybe 1 or 2% of my potential. So that my ego is driving me towards more and more, but my humility is balancing that so I don't come across as arrogant.
Right? Well, balance is something I don't think we talk enough about, right?
And totally.
Ego is like, a lot of people say that's a negative. Ego is our personality in this time and space that we have decided that's what we want to be. And that's what allows us to take those steps. We need to connect to source. Oh my God, that's the biggest thing. And you do that, and thank goodness you stepped up. And so everybody out there needs to know there's still fear in everything that you do. But once you take that step, and then you look back and you go, why was I afraid? Right? I mean, when you get far enough down the road on the whole thing.
Yeah.
So tell me, can we talk to Joshua real quick?
Sure.
Okay. So
I'm going to go and do a little deep breathing. I'll connect with them and also with your guides and the guides of everyone who will ever listen to the show, right? So it's all at the same time. So the message that comes forward will be for anyone and everyone who will ever listen to this show. And this is what happens on Joshua
Live. Tell my guides, hi. Tell my guides, I just want to tell you, I just got to tell you this story. So I'm listening to Dr. Dispenza's meditation. And one of the things it says is, emulate the divine and ask the divine for signs, right? All day, every day, that you're connected and that it's real. And I'm taking my walk and I just listened to it. And I said, okay, my spirit guides, I want to know that they're real, right? I want to know that they're real. And I look up and here is a car tag and it says, they're real.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing? I went, woohoo, they're real. Okay. All right.
Yeah. When you see numbers lined up, especially around time, that's an indication that you're ready now to receive inspiration yourself.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Yep. All right. Thank you.
We are thrilled to be here.
Joshua, thank you so much. You're one of my favorite group of spiritual entities. I'm not even sure what to call you. Met you on the cruise, and I don't know, you touched my heart, and I want to thank you all for being here and for using Gary in such an inspiring way. So tell us how you are. I don't know, do you get to be something? But I would love to hear your take on our times right now.
Well, from our perspective, we exist in the non-physical. In the non-physical, there is no fear. We are eternal. We are everlasting. We are understanding. We have a higher perspective. And so from our higher perspective, there is no wrong. This is the basis of reality. The basis of physical reality is that there is no wrong. The only way you could ever see anything is wrong is because you're looking at it from a limited perspective. Mm. And your belief system is asking you to judge it as good or bad, right or wrong. This is what we call duality. In reality, there is no wrong. Everything is perfect. Everything is working out perfect. Everything has worked out perfectly to this point. Every moment of your life has been a perfect moment because it led you on a path to get where you are now in this moment. You came to this place, you and all those who are interested in learning about the laws of attraction, the laws of the universe, how to be more effective in physical reality, have brought forth us. We are here to show you another perspective, and that's all. There is nothing wrong with your limiting beliefs. There's nothing wrong with looking at things from a limiting perspective. However, we want to express to you that there are two possible streams of consciousness, just for generality's sake. The stream of consciousness of love, of source, of your inner self, of your higher self, of who you truly are, that is available to you when you are in alignment, when you're feeling good, and when you perceive that your reality is working out perfectly for you. When you are feeling fear, it's because a limiting belief has been triggered. And this causes you to perceive the illusion of reality. The illusion is, from your perspective, that things are not working out. And in that illusion, you dip down into a stream of consciousness based in fear and lack. Mm. This stream of consciousness is designed to keep you safe in the case of a true physical threat, such as a lion in your living room. You see, it asks you to change the conditions. Get out of there. There's a lion. But when the fear is not rational, when it is not leading to your imminent demise, we call that an irrational fear. And yet humans will tend to look at something as wrong, and that's based on an irrational fear. And so they dive down into that lower stream of consciousness based in fear, and they receive urges to change the conditions or to control the conditions, to control themselves, to control other people, or to change what's happening. Now, this can only be done under the illusion that something wrong was happening. Mm-hmm. If you understood that nothing wrong is ever happening, that's all working out perfectly, then you need not dive into that stream of consciousness of fear and receive urges to change conditions. You can maintain your alignment and keep your connection to source consciousness. In that consciousness, you will receive inspiration that will always lead to action that will be of your highest good and the good of all those around you.
So let's talk about that. So if you're not in alignment, the actions you take may not be for your best interest, right? Although at the time you think that they are.
If Give you're us on an example.
Vibration.
Give us an example. When you're in fear of something.
Well, let's just jump right in, right? Everything is so polarized right now, and I have done everything in my power not to bring in views because the answer is so far above that, right? But if you feel fearful because of one side or the other, right, people are acting that way all the time, and we are having to be in that environment right now, right, that reality. Us, we may not be able to be in alignment 100% of our day, all day long. How do we know what actions to take?
If you think something is wrong, you're going to receive an urge to change the conditions. You might say, oh, this political environment, this candidate is bad. And that's coming from the limited perspective that you're not the creator of your reality. You are choosing to perceive yourself as a victim as you relate to this candidate. And so you say, if this candidate is elected, that is going to lead to something bad happening to me. Mm-hmm. And in order to control the condition, you receive an urge to change it. So you might post something derogatory on Facebook. Now, that derogatory post, the post anti this politician, is never going to lead to anything you truly want.
That's true.
It's only going to lead to more fear and more control. It's only going to keep you in that stream of consciousness based in lack and fear. For instance, you post something negative about this candidate, and then one of your friends argues with you about it because you have triggered a limiting belief, an activated limiting belief in this other friend, and now they are reacting on an urge to try and make you wrong. And you feel more negative emotion because of that. And it cycles and cycles and cycles. And then you unfriend your friend.
Right. Yeah, the unfriending is going on a lot, I think, out there.
So you can see that the actions you chose based in fear did not lead to what you wanted. What you truly wanted is greater connection with your friend. What you actually received is greater disconnection with your friend.
But what we really want is greater connection to source.
Greater connection to source so that you can connect to each other.
Right. So let's say activism. Isn't there something that happens that we need to say enough, we're not putting up with that anymore, and take action? Or, yeah, go ahead.
If you perceive that everything was perfect, why would you change anything? If you perceive that something is wrong, then you're urged to change that. You're urged to control it. But that those actions based in fear and control will never lead you to anything you want. But you say, how can I just lay here as a doormat to the whims of people making decisions that I think are wrong? It's not that they're making decisions that you think are wrong. It's that your perception is that you are a victim and that you could be victimized by their decisions. And so to control this feeling of victimization, rather than to look at your own limiting beliefs and why you think it's wrong in the first place, you tend to go out and and fight against something.
Right.
But the more you fight against something, the more energy you bring to it for your specific experience, not for the experience of anyone else. You do not ever solve that for anyone else. Now, there's nothing wrong with anyone else going out and doing that. Let them play around in fear and control all they like. There's nothing wrong with that at all, because those experiences will lead them to a better understanding of who they are eventually. But it's not necessary. It doesn't do anything beneficial whatsoever. Everything is working out perfectly as it is. You just can't see it, especially when you think something is wrong. Now, if you took the higher perspective and you said, well, the president is who the president is, possibly to show us that we don't need to follow a leader, that the leaders don't have it figured out, that there's dissension among them, that there are all differing opinions, and they're trying to figure out themselves. But the benefit of this, if humanity is coming to a place of awareness that they have an inner self and that all the information and wisdom is contained within, then wouldn't it be preferable to realize that your leaders don't offer you anything and that everything is contained within? And so maybe what you're seeing in your political environment is the fact that you are changing your beliefs about what leadership is. And we often talk about, think about 1960s when Kennedy was president. Think about the popularity of that man. Think about all the Americans and people around the world who were following his inspired ideas. And they were saying, this person has more insight, more knowledge, more wisdom than I do. So I am going to push aside anything that I may feel coming from within, and I'm just going to follow this person. And then he's executed. He's not around anymore. And so suddenly the entire population, basically of the planet, is left saying, well, who's next? And notice the series of presidents that came after that, the series of leaders that came after that. They have never lived up to what the population thought was the true leader. And they all of them let down specific people more and more and more, so that humanity come to awareness that maybe we shouldn't be following someone that we put up on a pedestal. Maybe this person is no more intelligent or insightful than we are. Maybe we can make decisions for ourselves. And we say going into the future, this is what will happen. More and more people will become in touch with their inner selves, and they won't need to be led by anyone else.
And so is that what we are talking about, this conscious awakening? And is that going on right now?
You are in the age of awakening. Imagine that the history of humans has led up to 2020. And if you could imagine the early humans, they were living as a family, living as a tribe, completely connected to one another, living in bliss and joy, doing whatever they were doing to survive. And then as they got better and better at survival, they split apart and they started new tribes and they emigrated to other areas of the planet. And then they split apart and split apart and split apart. They started warring with each other, fighting for survival, fighting for domination, thinking that they should dominate the others, putting themselves on hierarchy. We are better than you. You are inferior to us. And you get to this time period, say over the last 100 years, where mankind is thinking about equality and harmony in a different way. And so you find yourself on your planet with 100 or so different countries, 100 or so different governments, 100 or so different parts of the world where you're allowed to travel or not travel, and a wide spectrum from those living in fear to those living in joy. And at the higher end of that love spectrum, those living in more love are looking at the conditions of the planet and saying, why am I so lucky to be and so fortunate to be living here in relative wealth and ease when other people on other sides of the planet are living in lack and limitation? Why am I separating myself from those people? Why am I separating myself from my neighbors? Why am I separating myself from those with other ideas and other views? Why aren't we embracing the diversity that exists and the freedom that is inherent in who we are? why aren't we connecting more and more to our inner selves and to the wisdom that comes from source consciousness and our guides and supporters and our inner selves as well? Why can't we share this idea with more and more people? Why do we need agreement? Why can't we have a diversity of opinion? Why do we have to lambast or demonize those with different opinions? Why are we separating ourselves more? Wouldn't it be preferable to bring everyone together? And this is what the awakening is all about, realizing that humanity has had, up to this point, infinite, limitless experiences. And now Source is saying, what if humanity could understand who they truly are and drop this idea of victimhood and embrace the reality of the situation, which is that they are the creators of the reality? And in doing so, what are the limitless perspectives that can be born out of this new idea of who everyone on this planet really is? And so humanity will come together over a period of time, but first has to let go of the institutions that cause separation. And that's where you are now.
So is this the time I feel like I have been called to this time. I know that Gary has been called to this time, and thank you for being here with us. How do we get this message out, and what's going to happen during this time that we are getting rid of these institutions? We just stay connected to Source and know that everything's going to be okay and don't do anything on the reality field?
If you fight against what is happening, you will explore more of your victimhood nature.
I love that you're saying that. Right.
If you embrace what's happening, then none of it affects you.
Tell us how to embrace what's happening.
There is no such thing as stagnation in this universe.
Right.
Everything is changing and moving. You perceive that things are following a certain timeline, but that timeline is up to you. You choose it for your life, for your perspective. You must understand that you are the center of your reality and that everyone on Earth is the center of their reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that how you perceive something as good or bad will further the exploration of that. So if you perceive something as wrong, you'll explore that a little bit more. If you intensely perceive something as wrong, if you're in great fear, well, the universe says that you would like to explore more of this feeling of fear, because that feeling cannot be explored in the non-physical. Now, if you make a choice and say, I'm going to look at everything from the higher perspective, I'm going to pretend that I'm Source looking down on physical reality and that everyone is having their experience and that the purpose of physical reality is to have all these unique perspectives so that that can add to the tapestry of all that is. And I would never deny anyone their perspective or their experience. They will realize the experience they had and the benefits of that when they return to the non-physical. So there is no wrong. One may experience absolute fear, or one may experience absolute joy, or there's a range between them. And every individual gets to choose where they put their focus of attention. If you look at any subject that you do not like, that you think is wrong, and if you look at it from the higher perspective and imagine how possibly it could be right, how this COVID phenomenon could be right, how you don't have all the information, how that you trust in a loving and benevolent environment to work things out, how every moment of your life has actually been perfect, even though you might judge something as wrong in the past, you might regret something or resent something, but actually everything was perfect because it led you to this moment in time. From this point, you may now choose what you prefer. And if you still think things are wrong, well, what you're choosing is to explore that. If you can look at, say, that's actually not wrong, that's just an experience that's available to others if they choose it, I'm going to focus on the wisdom that comes from within, from connecting to my priorities, the health of my body, the acceptance of who I am in this moment, the acceptance of all those around me, and the acceptance of the conditions. I'm going to move towards more freedom and more abundance, not more limitation or lack. I'm going to realize how free and abundant I truly am, not by comparing myself to more people that seem to have some more abundance than I do, or have things I think I lack, but to realize how wonderful this life is now. And that I have been led to this information that will set me free from the limitations of being a victim. As the creator, you now create by your focus of attention. I choose to see this thing that I once thought is wrong as more right. And I choose to go towards my interests and my passions. And while I am diving into those interests and passions, realizing my power as a creator, I can give to all that is and to the rest of humanity. I can live a life of service, knowing that as I lean in and do more than I think I can do, the universe will back me up and give me everything I need to now explore my role as a light worker, my role in this time of awakening as one who brings others together, my role as an example of alignment.
I love that. So all the work is inner work. It's not us doing anything in our outer environment. We can't change our outer environment. When we change our inner environment, then we don't see the fear, right?
Exactly.
We don't have the safety issues.
Exactly. Now, let's imagine that your husband says some comment and you take offense to that comment. What do you do?
He's going to edit this. I'll just be very nice to him. I'd slap him up the side of the head.
Exactly.
We'd argue, yes.
He would say something. You perceive it as an affront of some sort. That perception can only come because you have a limiting belief. You say to yourself, if he loved me, he wouldn't say that. Therefore, he can't really love me because he said that. And so I must control him. I must tell him, don't ever say that again. Mm. And that is what the victim would do, trying to control experiences outside of you. Now, the point of his inspiration to say this comment that could have been completely innocent, but you took offense to, was to show you that you have a limiting belief. Now, if you were acting as the creator of your reality, you would say nothing, because the desire to correct him or to change him comes because you felt fear and you've dipped into the stream of consciousness of fear and lack. You've brought up an urge, and the urge says, tell him not to say that again. You tell him not to say that. Now you trigger one of his limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. He brings up an urge and he says something back and forth and back and forth and back. And then he's on the couch for the evening. That can never work, because that is simply an exploration in victimhood. Nothing outside of you means anything other than to show you your belief system. If he says something loving, it's because you have a beneficial or empowering belief about that. If he says something negative, it's because you have a limiting belief. Don't try to change him. Look at that belief. Why would I interpret that statement to mean that he doesn't love me? Oh, it's because I have a limiting belief around my worthiness as a mate, or my security in this relationship, or any of these things. Rather than say something to him, rather than control him, let's process this limiting belief. Is that limiting belief true? Am I a good wife? Am I comfortable in this relationship? Am I feeling secure? Can I prove to myself that it is a secure and loving relationship? Can I prove that that limiting belief is false? And if you can do that work internally, you'll get back into alignment rather quickly. And then you'll receive inspiration. And the inspiration might be to say something that triggers his limiting belief so that he can have a manifestation event and he can get to process it internally or not. But at least you'll see something from a higher perspective as he expands through that experience. So from that common, very simple reference, you can look at any single thing that causes you negative emotion. And so instead of doing the old habit of trying to change that negative emotion by changing the outside conditions, mm-hmm. or controlling it, you say, that's just a limiting belief. Let me see what I can do to process that. As you process it, you reduce the intensity. So next time that happens, it's not as intense. You do the work again and again and again, and you peel the layers of an infinite onion, altering your set of beliefs from fear-based to love-based. And as you alter those limiting beliefs, you will instantly and continuously see yourself from a higher perspective. Recognize your own worthiness. Recognize your own magnificence. Recognize your own power. And when you recognize more and more of your power and your magnificence, your reality shifts to reflect that. That's the only thing that ever matters. How you see yourself, your opinion of yourself. If you have a high opinion of yourself based in love, mm-hmm. not based in lack, but based in love, you will have a reality that reflects that.
So we need to be in alignment before we actually take any physical inspired action.
Exactly.
And one of the ways I know we can be in alignment is to meditate, right? Because that stops a negative vibration and at least gets it to a neutral level. Yes. And then you just said another way is to recognize a negative belief, take a step back and try to unpack that, right?
Exactly.
Is that what we're talking about? Okay, good.
Yes.
And being aware of that is huge, right? Because it's a trigger. You want to start swinging when something
happens. Well, think about a time when you've been very angry and you had the urge to punch the wall. Would that action do you any benefit? It would just break your hand and break the wall. And then you're off in another exploration of more victimhood. And you're spending even more time in that stream of consciousness of fear. And when you're in that stream of consciousness of fear, all you're receiving is thoughts based in fear.
Right. And it gets worse. You're just spiraling down that
rabbit hole, man.
Exactly. And I think that's what so many people are doing. We're in this fear mode. And the best thing anybody can do is be in alignment as much as possible and put out the good vibrations. Because I love what you said. You'll be inspired to get more, and then you can spiral up. And that's the only way we're going to be able to really for us to rise to the level that we're supposed to be.
Simply, if you realize that the thoughts and urges to change conditions or to control comes from that stream of consciousness and will never be beneficial towards living the life you intended to live. It's not that it's not beneficial, because there is value in exploring who you're not. But you've explored who you're not most of your life. Now you have an opportunity to explore who you authentically are. And in exploring who you authentically are, it helps to be in alignment. But even if you stop the habit of acting on urges to change conditions and just sat with it without doing any action whatsoever, have all the negative thoughts you want, have all the negative urges, stay in that, but don't act on them. Think about them. Be introspective. You will move your vibration so much higher just in that releasing of the need to change conditions.
Well, I love that. And I love the fact that we're getting out of a situation where we're victims or we're having to change everybody's opinions to match ours. One of the things Abraham says is that we're down here and we're in these groups and we're running from one group to another group, trying to convince people to be in our group. And there's only one group that matters, and that's the alignment group, right? That's the one with source. The rest of them we're just chasing our tails. And I think the fact that you are here now in 2020 to help us do that, I am so internally grateful and eternally grateful. So you're saying 2020 is the beginning of this conscious awakening?
Well, it's been happening for a while now, okay. But we'll say that this is the turning point where more and more and more of the consciousness of humanity is shifting from fear to love. And there will be a critical mass at some point where you'll enter a brand new reality where the mass of humanity is existing in a state of love. And this will bring forth limitless potential. That is the inherent nature of the human. The human is the creator. The human has been creating explorations of lack up to this point. But you can see that there are individuals in your reality that are creating amazing abundance, amazing amounts of freedom, amazing amounts of joy. But it isn't the physical manifestations that mean anything. It's the emotional manifestations. How do you feel? Do you feel a little bit better today about yourself and your life and your potential than you did yesterday? If so, you're moving in the right direction. If you are allowing your limiting beliefs to grow roots, to gain momentum, and to grow stronger, well, you're most likely withdrawing. You're most likely separating yourself even more from others. And you may look
at... Or from source.
Well, you can't be separated right. from source. It's just that the illusion of separation might grow a little stronger. And there is nothing wrong with that, because without that illusion of separation, you could not have the experiences you're having. So while there's been billions and billions of lives living with the illusion of separation from source, now there is an opportunity for billions and billions of lives to live in closer connection with their inner self, with their source consciousness, and with the perception that they are source. How would this change your reality individually? Not worrying about others outside of you, allowing them to explore lack and limitation all they want, but if you could realize more today that you are source, that this entire reality that you've lived all your life is for your individual benefit, and that if you could approach life as an aspect of source, a being of love, here to bring more love into the environment, not to focus on the fear, then you are moving the mass consciousness of the planet towards more love. You are being the light worker. You are being the example of alignment yourself. And it only matters what you do. You can't convince anyone else of anything. You do not need their agreement. But as you embrace your role as the creator and as an aspect of source and raise your vibration in your opinion of yourself, well, then you'll meet new people. You'll meet people who resonate on that level. You'll actually shift into another dimension where you'll be surrounded with those who have the same perception or a similar perception of reality as you. And in that beingness of love, the outside things will never matter to you. They will never affect you. It'll never be a problem. However, if you're doing all of this to opt out of the fear, well, then you're just trying to run away from the fear. Mm. It really is a matter of seeing everything as good, especially yourself.
I love it. Oh, Joshua, thank you so much. And thank you for bringing all the spirit guides in, because I know some of this you were talking to me. So we're about out of time. What's the one thing you could tell us that we all need to know in the coming months?
All of the wisdom is found inside you.
Oh.
Connect to your inner self and realize you have a partner in this life who is always guiding you, always there for you, always sending you inspiration. Don't discount the inspired ideas. Act when you can, when those ideas come through. Take the one step that you can take in the moment when the idea comes through. It could be to Google something. It could be to call your mother. It could be to phone a friend. You see, the action in the moment will always bring up a bit of fear. What if this thing I want to research, I can't understand? What if I call my mother and she says something negative? What if I phone a friend and they don't answer? I will feel rejection. I will feel loss. I might even fear death. The three fears are death, rejection, and loss, with rejection being number one. Rejection is an illusion. So is loss, and so is death. Remember, all your fears are illusions. If you can push past your fear to do the one thing you can do in the moment, you'll build confidence, you'll build momentum, you'll move quickly and rapidly and easily and effortlessly to the life you intended to live. And that life will feel very good to you, we promise.
I love that. Thank you, Joshua. Thank you so much. If you could bring Gary back, I'd like to thank him.
We were thrilled to be here.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's it. That's how easy it is.
Gary, I love you. I love you. You're so well. Do you know what we're talking about? Do you listen?
Yeah. No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. It's exactly what I needed, and I appreciate that. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
The best thing is to listen to the Joshua Live podcast. If that resonates with you, then you can research it forward. You know,
and that's on all the podcasts. That's on Law of Attraction Radio Network, but we're on iTunes, iHeartRadio, podcasts. We're on all of them.
Anywhere you get podcasts, right?
Anywhere
and, you know, it's expanding, it's growing, it's elevating, and the new stuff now is at a different level than any time before. It's really just fascinating. And as more and more people come into it, it adds to this collective of consciousness that Joshua speaks to. And so as people get new ideas and realize like that, like, hold on. I was always taught that I was imperfect. What if I was always perfect the whole time? Well, if you can just glimpse at this concept that you were never imperfect, that imperfection is an illusion, that you just raise your vibration. And now you add to this consciousness, and then Joshua could bring in even more, you know, mind-blowing stuff.
I love it. I love it. Because we are all here to create. We are not victims. I love it. Thank Absolutely. You, Gary. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paula, for everything you're doing, too.
Thank
I mean,
you.
We're all in this together. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, we are. And we're here to show up and to light up and to, that's all we can do is do the very best we can. So thank you so much.
And we're not here to be leaders either. We're just doing what we can do. We're just figuring out as we go along, just like everyone else is. So.
Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
And we will be right back.
Hi, Paula Casey here. I am so excited about something, and I just had to share it. I am offering my best training, my very best information, and it's free. Yes, I said free. This is the first time I've done this, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do it again. It is a 5-day training, and it's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But you have to go to my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. You need to sign up. And then I'm going to give you the exact dates and steps that you need to enroll. So literally, this information will give you your exact formula that you'll be able to succeed in wealth, in health, in love, and in your purpose. So you need to go to Facebook, go to groups, go to Your Success Formula, like me on Facebook, Paula Kid Casey, let's be friends. It's my group, Your Success Formula. And follow it. And woohoo, we're going to go on this journey together. You're going to get the information that's going to change your life.
And we are back after we listen to Joshua. I don't know about you, but it's exactly what I needed to hear. That we are not victims. That no one is a victim. That we are creators. The best thing that we can do is we need to acknowledge that. And we need to embrace that. We need to understand that we came here as perfect beings and that we need to get a little bit of perspective when we're in fear. And I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you, because as of right now, I'm going to do everything possible to stay in love and to be creative and to be inspired and to follow those breadcrumbs. You guys, there's breadcrumbs out there. And it's our soul, our higher self, our source that is telling us these things. And if we can quit beating up on ourselves and beating up on the people around us, we can listen, right? Silent and listen have the same exact letters in them. We need to be silent so we can listen. And we need to have some perspective before we actually act. Or we actually start on a negative emotion. This is the one thing you and I can do from the comfort of our homes, because Joshua said, all the wisdom is inside of us. It is so helpful to have a tribe. It is so helpful to have someone that has kind of been down the road, because we're all on this journey together. So please reach out to me. I would love to have you send me an email. Also, go to my new Facebook group. It's Your Success Formula. Got a 5-day free training coming up in about a week. We are a tribe and we are in this together, and the information that I offer is so important, insightful. I'm a light worker and I am here to help in any way I can to help you shine your light on the world, because that is what makes all the difference in the world. So as we always say, you know, we're in this together and we are just walking each other home. I'm honored to be on this journey with you. Would love to help in any way I possibly can. We are all stepping up into our higher selves moment by moment. It's a moment by moment thing. You're not going to put this off till tomorrow. It's right now. Take a big, deep breath and be grateful for everything that we have in our lives, because I'm grateful for everything I have in my life and I'm grateful for you. So until next week, this is Paula Kid Casey and I am the Lawyer of Attraction. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.